والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the 11th day of the glorious month of Ramadan, 1446, after the Hijrah from Makkah to Medina of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the 11th as well of the month of March 2025 CE. Now we are going straight ahead to the next ayah, which is ayah number 208 from chapter Ash-Shu'ara. Iqra. These verses are a continuation of the verses so far read, rehearsed, and translated. Allah says, وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا لَهَا مُنْذِرُونَ. Never have we ever destroyed a geography, that is a dwelling, except Mundirun, warners did come before that. Dhikra, as a reminder, وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. We are never wrongdoing. We don't commit any transgression. وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. These verses, the devils were not able to descend with. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ وَمَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ. That does not behoove them, and they don't have capacity or ability to do so. Naam. إِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمْعِ لَمَعْزُولُونَ. The devils were kept in bay from listening to what revelation was saying. You see, previously, the devils, the evil ones, used to go to listen to the revelation from heaven downwards. Okay? وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَرْلِسٌ. Now, whoever listens now, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِحَابَ الرَّصَدَى. The comet. So Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ أَنِ السَّمْعِ لَمَعْزُولُونَ. They were just distant, kept in abeyance from hearing what was revealed. Naam. فَلَا تَدُعْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤَذَّبِينَ. Do not ever associate with Allah other gods. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤَذَّبِينَ. Otherwise, you become among those to be punished, to be chastised. Naam. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Give reminder to your kith and kin, most close, the closest to you, meaning you begin preaching to those who are near you in terms of blood connection. وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ. To the end of the ayah, be humble, be level-headed concerning those who obey you amongst the believers. Don't be arrogant, Don't be pompous, don't be hard-headed for those who come near you. Now. For in Asauka, if they disobey you, فَقُلْ tell them, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. I am free from what you are doing. Meaning, I'm not part of what you're doing. Naam. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. Put your trust in Allah, or if you like it, on Allah, Al-Aziz, the Almighty, Al-Rahim, the specially merciful. الذي يراك حين تقوم. It is Allah who sees you whenever you wake up. And Allah sees you during your changing of places. At taqallub, you know, going from one place. Some scholars are saying taqallubuka fi sajidin, when you are in the womb, migrating from one womb to the other, until when I mean I conceived you and put you to bed, I mean to birth. That is taqallub. Otherwise, taqallubuka means just transmigrating yourself from one place to the place. Now, fi sajidin, amongst those who prostrate before Allah the Almighty. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is as-sami'u, the all-hearing, al-alim, the all-knowing. Now. هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ هل أنبئكم على من تنزل الشياطين؟ Should I inform you about those on whom Satan descend? There are some people that Iblis, Satan, descends on them, rests on them. Allah says, should I tell you this kind of people? They descend, they rest on every bloody liar, Athar, who concoct stories, habitual liar, Athar, from Al-If. Athim, the ever-sinning person. Because Athim, Sigatul Mubalaga, Naam. يُلْقُونَ السَّمْعَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ. They spread, or they give listening. They give listening ears, but وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ. Most of them are liars. Naam. وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. The singers are usually followed by the wayward. You know wayward? Somebody going beyond the limit of Allah the Almighty. Here it criticizes the singers, the shu'ara, who will be speaking lies. And most of those people that pulled by them are those who are committing transgressions. Now. Alam tara, can't you see? أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ. The singers in every valley. What? Valley of telling lies, concocting stories, يَهِيمُونَ. You will see them meandering, going in and out. It simply explains that those people who sings, they look at every department of lying, every valley of lying. They say it just to draw the attention of those who listen to them. And that's the reality. Even in the Hausa singers, you hear what they say. They tell a lie to get money. So Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ. Correct? يَهِيمُونَ. Can't you see? in every valley of, you know, telling lies, they go there, entering, you know, rushing, meandering, just in order to drive something material. Now, وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُ. They are those saying things and they do not act on it. You say lie is bad, you are lying. Showing, giving sadaqah is good, you don't give sadaqah. So يقولون ما لا يفعلون. They utter what they do not act on. Naam. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who believe. You see, the previous verse talks about, in a castigative tone, the shu'ara, the singers, they behave wrongly, immorally. But except those who believe and act righteously. وَذَكَرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and they remember Allah frequently. See, remembering Allah كَثِيرًا, frequently. وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا, and they look up for way of revenging wrongdoing after they were wronged. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّمٌ قَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُ. Those who commit excesses shall know the turn of event where they will be turning to. This marks the end of this chapter number 26, known as Surah Ash-Shu'ara. Can we go to the next chapter? Which order is that? Are we going in ascending or in descending order? Descending. So we're going to Surah An-Naml. This is chapter An-Naml. This chapter An-Naml is, like I've said, chapter number one. Is chapter number 27. Correct? And Surah An-Naml was revealed in Mecca. So it's Makkiyah. The difference between Meccan surahs, usually Meccan surahs use the term Ya Ayyuhan Nas, usually, but not exhaustively, because there are some Medina surahs using Ya Ayyuhan Nas, like Baqarah. Ya Ayyuhan Nas ubudu Rabbakum, that is Medina surah. Ya Ayyuhan Nas ubtaqoo Rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min surat al-Nisa. It's Medina surah, but start with, there are few chapters using Ya Ayyuhan Nas, yet they belong to the Medina categorization. Otherwise, generally, Meccan surahs use these expression Ya Ayyuha Ash An-Nas. This is briefly on this chapter. Surah An-Naml is, like I've said, Meccan surah, and it has how many verses? It has Islam, 93 verses, and we are going to start reciting it right away, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Iqra. This is chapter An-Naml. Naml means the ant. Ant is a very, very tiny, what, creature. And Namlu, the houseman calls it Tururwa, very tiny, but very, 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 very intelligent in the rank and files of animals. And Namlu. Prophet, let me ask you, which prophet that Allah gave him the tongue of the Namlus? Sulaiman. Allimna mantiqa tayr. But also, when Naml, when he was going with his army, it says, Udukhulu masakinakum. Enter your caves, lest Sulaiman march on you with his army. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكَ مِنْ قَوْلِهَا. That is An-Naml. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Ta-Sin. A-Sin. Two letters of abbreviation. And I think I told you that this style uses 14 letters in the beginning of 29 Quranic chapters. How many letters? 14. In how many surahs? 29. Okay, those letters abbreviated, I give you the acronym. What is that? That is it. The point of tafsir, if we talk, memorize. Because I ask, who can tell me the general combination of those letters given in just a stanza? Complete stanza of half a stanza. You're looking at your book, ba? That's good of you. It's true. Al-ilmu ma kutiba. What is written is retained. What is memorized goes away. Okay, let me help you. It is called Nassun Kareem, Nassun Hakimun Qati'un Lahu Sir. It is memorized. Nassun Nunun, Nassun Saad, Hakimun Ha, Ka, Ya, Mim, Nassun Hakimun Qati'un Qa. عين طاعين له سر لام سين را. These are the combination of those letters used in explaining how these letters are given. Letter ta. Is it, let me ask you, those of you who read Tajweed. الطاء من الحروف المستعلية أم الحروف المستفلة؟ Who can answer me amongst you? الطاء من الحروف المستعلية أم من الحروف المستفلة؟ ها؟ مستعلية، حرف الاستعلاء، أليس كذلك؟ Okay. How many are the letters of استعلاء؟ خصة ضغطين قيض مستعليا. The rest are مستفلة. So look at the combination. There is حرف الاستعلاء 1 and حرف الاستفالة 1. طاسين. Okay? So طاسين. Allah knows better the meaning of these abbreviated letters. That is the general trend in explaining these letters. You see, الله أعلم بمراده بذلك. تلك آيات القرآن وكتاب مبين. These are the verses of Al-Quran and the clear book, or an a clear book. Quran is the book before you. Is the book of the books, the overseer of all other books. So what you read are the verses of Al-Quran and a clear book. Hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin. It is a guidance and bushra, a glad tidings for those who believe. Who are those المؤمنين. It says, did you read it? Go. They are alladhina yuqimuna salat, those who maintain and establish prayers. Wa yutuna zakat, and give zakat. What is zakat? What is salat? What is salah in Arabic? Salah in Arabic, salah. As-salatu ibadatun that ruku'un wa sujudun wa harakatun muftatahatun bit takbir mukhtatamatun bit tasrif. That's the definition. It is a practical worship that is kick-started by Allahu Akbar and closed by Assalamu Alaikum. That is salat. Briefly, zakat is a legal action that Sharia sanctions. You give out of amount of property you own, an amount you take out of a property you own, if it is money, on a yearly basis, generally. Zakat is given out of how many properties? Who can tell me? Because I enjoy asking questions. Who can tell me how many items are zakatable? How many items are zakatable? Give me figure, young man. First, give me figure first. La hawla wa la. No answer? Five. Okay. You give me the figure. Number one, money. That's correct. I make you good. Money, you give the card of money. Which kind of money? Paper money or gold? Money is money. Is naira zakatable? Yeah. American dollars zakatable? Of course. Japanese yen, Deutsche Mark, Riyal, Ringgit of Malaysia, Rand of South Africa, for example, Kwacha of Zambia, Shillings of Uganda, Cedi of Ghana, you name them. These are paper money, they are all zakatable. If they reach the minimum amount known as Nisab. Okay, our Naira, may Allah raise our Naira. Naira, what amount do you need to read before you give the card of Naira? You have to know this. Naira keeps on, you know, fluctuating, ups and downs, depreciating, appreciating. Now it's on what? On depreciative and depreciating what? Drive, going down. Can you imagine? You give Saudi Riyal, 28,000 Saudi Riyals gives you 11,200,000 Naira. La ilaha illallah. Riyal, that used to be just small when you compare to Nigerian naira. But look at it today. You give 600 Naira. They give you one American dollar. So what is the minimum nisab today? What I'm saying, money, you give zakat out of money. Number one. Number two, you mentioned five. Number two, now, livestock. Say livestock. All right? Livestock is zakat of it. But in livestock, you talk of cattle, you talk of what? Goat. What about camel? Is camel zakatable? Only he, or including she camel, or both? Both. All right, what again? Guinea fowl. You give zakat out of guinea fowl? What of chicken? What of pigeon, tetebara? No. These are not zakatable. Only classes of animals, goat, he got she-goat. Cow, camel, this is the category. Two. Number three, grains or farm produce. Well, farm produce, tomato is farm produce now. What about pepe? These are another category. Onions, according to Maliki's law. And according to Abu Hanifa, even tomato is a category. Because Allah produces them too. But generally, zakat is to be given out of grains. You talk of millet, you talk of maize, you talk of rice, you talk of things of this nature. When you have 5 awsuk times 60, it's going to give you 300. You slash 1 pin of it, and 30, you give zakat. Two. What again? Money, animals, farm produce. What again? You say fine. What is number four? Speak louder. Let me hear you. Can't we help him? Ya Shabab? Asset like what? Can I give zakat? Because this is an asset. Is it zakatable? If you say asset, you have to qualify the asset. My cellular phone is my asset now. Because I can sell and get money out of it. Is it zakatable? You have to say any profit-fetching asset. Any profit-fetching assets. If you have 10 cars, but you don't buy and sell just for your usage, it's not zakatable. But if you go to Cotonou or Lomé, for example, you buy cars, you take them to your warehouse, you sell, oh, this is zakatable. It is an asset that fetches you what profit. Somebody into landed properties too, zakatable. So asset. If somebody has a shopping mall, he sells and gets profit, it's zakatable. You take stock of what you sold, you combine the profit, you give zakat out of what you have. Am I talking? Am I explaining? Am I communicating? Beautiful. Then number five. What again? You say money, animals, we explain animals. Time produce, we explain. Then assets. What kind of treasure? Gold is part of money, sir. You see, the fifth one is debatable. In Hausa, we call it baramu. Baramu. Something deposited in halls. But it's not recast. Where we take time talking up, because it mentions the believers, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. So I feel it's good to say something a little concerning zakat. If you want more explanation, go to the school to learn from the scholars. This is tafsir session, not fiqh session. But then you cannot divorce fiqh from tafsir. Because Quran teaches three things. Fiqh chronicles history, and then tawheed. Okay. So Allah says, Hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin alladhina yuqimuna salat. They establish prayers and they give zakat. Wahum bil akhirati hum yuqinun. Concerning the hereafter, they are certain. They have certainty. They have certitude. That is yuqin. Next ayah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Those who don't believe in the hereafter. There is dunya and hereafter, al-akhirah. Those who don't believe in the reality of al-akhirah, okay. زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. We make their deed fair looking to them. Fair looking. That is attractive. But it's not. فَهُمْ يَعْمَلُونَ, and they are galloping, wallowing in ignorance and absent-mindedness. Next ayah. أولئك الذين لهم سوء العذاب. Such people are those who have sul العذاب, the ugly part of punishment. Okay, very very severe and ugly punishment. وهم في الآخرة هم الأخسر, and the hereafter will be among the worst of the losers. Somebody can be loser, but if you say worst, oh, that is the most undetestable, unspeakable part of it. نعوذ بالله من ذلك. نعم. وإنك لتلقى القرآن من لدن حكيم عليم. يا رسول الله, certainly you receive Quran from Hakim. Allah is Hakim, the all wise, Alim, the all knowing. Now. إذ قال موسى لأهله, when Musa said to his family, you remember Prophet Musa was in Madian, correct? He tarried in Madian. He even reared camel or animals of Shu'aib. How many years? 8 years. For 8 years, he was rearing animals belonging to Shu'aib. Later, he took off, going back to Egypt to visit his family and see mother. In the way, the wife was heavy with pregnancy. It was time to put to bed. So he said to her, "Inni anastu naran, I foresee or I foresaw the glimpse of fire there." Sit. Sa'atikum min al-khabar. Let me go so that I will bring back to you some information concerning what is there. Aw, either this or in the alternative, atikum bi shihabin, I may bring to you shihab, just a flash of fire. Qabasin, that's the translation. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَسْطَلُونَ, perchance you may throw away the cold nature of the terrain over there. Naam. When he reached the place, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا نُودِيَ أَمْ بُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. Correct? When he reached the place, you see, it was the time when Allah would give him the Torah. He left Egypt to escape from the pursuit of the Pharaoh. Now he was in Madian. Allah says, وَفَتَنَّاكَ فَتُونَ. We tried you upon trials, O Musa. ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَىٰ. Now he was leaving there back to his own hometown, he had this encounter. So Allah invited him to give him this revelation. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا, when he reached the valley, نُودِيَ, he was beckoned, or he was called. أَمْ بُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ, blessed are those in the vicinity of this blessed fire. Allahu Akbar. وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, and the surroundings. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ, glory be to Allah exclusively, Rabbil Alameen, the Lord, the Cherisher, the Nourisher, the Sustainer of the whole worlds. You see, Prophet Musa, when he reached that place, he received this calling. It was not fire per se. It is glimpse of Allah's Rahmah descending. He was going to be appointed as the Messenger of Allah. Go to Pharaoh, face the challenges. Next ayah. Ya Musa, he heard this call. Ya Musa. And the whole valley answered. There was a resounding echo. You know echo? What is echo? There was someone says, Amu. There was a resounding echo there. You see, Allah says, Ya Musa, innahu. The reality is that because innahu hadha dhamir shad. Innahu anallahul azizul hakim. Ya Aziz, Ya Hakim. I am Allah. Wonderful. Al Aziz, the Almighty, the Magnificent, the Irresistible, Al Hakim, the Most Wise, or the All Wise. What did you say? Fa or wa? After Allah, the Almighty, called Musa at that valley, then Allah says, Wa alqi asaka, throw down your staff, his stick. Throw down your staff. In one ayah, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ هِيَ أَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَىٰ. Throw it down here. وَأَلْقِ أَصَاكَ, throw down your stick or your staff. Did he do it? Of course, Allah's command. فَلَمَّا, and then he threw it down. فَلَمَّا رَآهَا تَهْتَزُّ كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌّ وَلَّى مُدْبِرًا. After throwing the staff, it metamorphosed. It changed form like a genie. What is jinn? A jinn. تَهْتَزُّ, shivering, moving briskly. When he saw this, وَلَّى مُدْبِرًا, he withdrew, running away. Allahu Akbar. وَلَمْ يُعَقِبْ, he didn't come back. Allah says, Ya Musa, la takhab. Don't be afraid. Don't fear, Ya Musa. إِنِي لَا يَخَافُ لَدَيَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, in my presence, messengers are not disturbed by any fear. In the presence of As-Salam, Allahu As-Salam. Okay? Next ayah. فإني غفور رحيم. إلا من ظلم ثم بدل حسنا بعد سوء. Except those who will be afraid, those to be disturbed by fear because of their bad deed, they are those, إلا من ظلم, except those who commit excesses. Alright? ثم بدل حسنا بعد سوء. And then they change what is bad for what is good. If they do this, then فإني غفور رحيم, I am غفور, oft forgiven, رحيم, most gracious, most merciful, especially. Okay. وأدخل يدك. Let me ask you, how many ayats given to Prophet Musa? How many signs given to Prophet Musa? وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. We gave Musa 9 clear, evident, what, ayats, signs. One of the signs is his staff. He throws it, it becomes snake. It's an ayah. Now another ayah here. Allah says what? وَأَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ تَخْرُجُ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ. Mm-hmm. Take your hand, put in your armpit, تَخْرُج, the hand will emerge. بَيْضَاء, distinctively clear, white, illuminated. مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ, not on account of sickness. It's not leprosy anyway, it's not. من غير سوء. فتسي آية among 9 آيات we give you. Here are 2. 9 minus 2. 9 minus 2. Come on. 7 remaining. Okay. So Allah says out of 9 آيات. To whom? إلى فرعون. Go to فرعون. فرعون is called Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh of that time is known the Ramses the Second. Ramses the Second. Go to Fir'aun and his community, his people. Innahum, Fir'aun and his people, kanu qawman fasiqin. They are, or they were, fasiqin, transgressors, sinners, waywards. Next ayah. When our signs came to Pharaoh and his people, mubsiratan, clearly showing the way for them, qalu, they said, who said? Pharaoh and his people. They said, hadha sihru mubin, this is a clear sorcery. Sihr is called sorcery or black magic. Prophet bringing sorcery? Are they sorcerers? No. Next ayah. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْعُلُوَا. وَجَعَدُوا بِهَا, they denied our ayat. Prima facie. But وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ, but inwardly they know it is true. Somebody can deny the truth, but he knows it inside. Truth cannot be hidden. unless if you want to be arrogant, pompous, hydra-headed. So وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا, they denied our signs by the looking of things. But وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ, they knew the truth of our truth inwardly. They did it ظُلْمًا, because of transgression. وَعُلُوًا, and because of the feeling of superiority. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, look at how was the end of these wrongdoing people. Finally, we destroy them. Al-Mufsid is somebody committing corruption. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Next ayah. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُدَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ إِلْمًا. Certainly, we did give to Dawood and Suleiman knowledge. Dawood, they call him David. Suleiman, they call him Solomon. But Dawood and Suleiman. Let me ask you, who is the father, who is the son? Dawood is the, Suleiman is the, okay. In which army did Dawood kill Jalut? Let's go to history. In which army did Prophet Dawood, he was a young man, very small boy, but he killed Jalut. In which army? Where are you? In which army? That's my system of tafsir, I ask. If you come to tafsir, get ready for my question. And don't run away. I want you to know the lesson well. In which army did Dawood kill Jalut? La hawla. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ in the army of Talut. In Baqarah, Talut. Talut was a nice king. Prophet Dawood was a young man, and he killed Jalut. They called Jalut Goliath. Alright? Which book was given to Prophet Dawood? Name the book given to Dawood. وَأَتِنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورَ. What do they call Zabura in English? In English, not Talmud. They call Zabur Psalms. P-S-A-L-M-S. Psalms. Alright? I try to teach my student comparative studies, because it gives you arm. You become arm in challenging any Tom, Dick, and Harry wanting to mess up. No. You don't do that. If you have proof, you can challenge even the storm. Ulhatu burhanakum in kuntum. Bring knowledge, not dogmatism. So Allah said, we give Dawood and Suleiman ilman, knowledge. Was Suleiman given a book? Was he? Wasn't. Suleiman ruled even the jinns. Jinns. He had divers. Yaghusun, diving. So we give Prophet Dawood and Suleiman ilman. Waqala, both of them said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi faddalana ala kathim al-mu'minin. We thank Allah who prefer us on top of most of his own servants who believe in Allah. If Allah gives you bounty, don't feel arrogant. Say Alhamdulillah. Okay? They said Alhamdulillah alladhi faddalana. Faddalana, he prefers us. He makes us higher than a lot of his own servants who are believers. Naam. Listen, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُدُ. Suleiman inherited Dawood. What did he inherit? Property? Money? No. He inherited the kingdom and prophethood. Because Al-Anbiya لا يورثوا. Prophets are not to be inherited materially. But here Allah says, Suleiman inherited his father Dawood. وَقَالَ, and he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَأُوتِنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينُ. He said, now here is a question to be asked. Who said here? Suleiman or Dawood? But according to Arabic rule, they said, now it's not a dhamir. It's not dhamir, okay, it's a clear word. Jazakum Allah khair. وَقَالَ Suleiman said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, O ye people, عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ. We've been informed with the speeches of the birds. Any bird that talks, we know the language of the birds. If there is a pigeon, you know pigeon, yeah, it is given a sign of this, you know, calling. Suleiman tells you, it says ABCD. That is what, ulimna mantiqatayr. We were made to be knowledgeable concerning the language of the birds. Wa utina min kulli shay, out of everything we have been endowed. La ilaha illallah. Inna hadha lahuwa al-fadlul mubin. This is certainly by Allah a clear bounty of Allah. Because al-fadl means bounty. Allah is bounteous. He gives and gives and fadlullah. So what we are given, lahuwa al-fadlul mubin, it is a clear bounty of Allah. Is it time? Okay. Inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, we will stop here, even though we prefer to have Wahusha Suleiman. And the army of Suleiman was mobilized because they're interconnected. But these will come later by the grace of Allah. Maybe next tomorrow, because tomorrow wouldn't be. We have another engagement. Be patient. I had to run from Zaria to make this very tempting because it almost crashed out. But Allah has made it, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah the Almighty. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt wa afina fi man afayt ya rabbal alamin ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri ramadan waj'alna min ibadikal salihin ya rabbal alamin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.